We are talking Packer football. I am joined by a defensive lineman for the Packers. He had a monster game in that win over Chicago. 8 tackles, 3 for loss, 2 sacks in yesterday's win. On the season, 50 tackles, 5 sacks, and a forced fumble. He was a first-team All-Pac-12 player at UCLA. He was the 27th pick overall in 2016. Green Bay, 11-3, first in the NFC North, and they're at Minnesota next Monday. We are joined by Kenny Clark. Kenny, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, good. So I mentioned you had a huge game yesterday against the Bears. How good did it feel to come through with not one but 2 sacks in such a critical game?
Man, it was huge. You know, it was a big game, man. And, you know, we want to just be playing our best football in December going into these playoffs. So it was just huge. I think I just started the tone for the whole defense, and we just kept it going through the rest of the game.
I was just going to say, you set the tone. What happened was, for those who missed it, you not only had a huge game, but you had a huge start to that game. You got everybody going on that second down sack in the first quarter. You made it look easy. Now, I know it's not easy, but take me through it. What did you see on that play, and how good did it feel to get home and bring down Trubisky?
Man, just watching film, just seeing the type of sets that 69 was going to give me. I kind of got a feel for him early, and I just kind of just took a chance and just had a cross chop and got a feel pretty quick, and then you know, and then just finished on the quarterback, and you know, it was great because, you know, Trubisky, he's an elusive quarterback. He can get all around the field, so for me to sack him, it was great.
Kenny Clark of the Packers joining us. You know, fans focus on sacks as the big stat, but every single pass rusher I talk to says people get way too caught up in that. You entered yesterday 4th in the NFL in quarterback pressures. So did you know it was only a matter of time before all that pressure would turn into sacks?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been pressuring a quarterback all year. I haven't been getting the sack numbers that I had wanted early. So, you know, they come in bunches now, you know, these last 2 games, and hopefully I can finish out the season strong. But, you know, I've been consistently just getting at the quarterback, man. And, you know, that's what we taught to do up here, and I'm just trying to make plays for the team. And, you know, I'm just happy that now they come in bunches, and, you know, the sacks is getting on the stat line.
You know, it seems to me like in your case especially that if you take care of all that, the rest will take care of itself. In other words, you said something I thought was very interesting earlier this year. You said, I play with leverage, I play with my hands, I play with great technique, I play blocks well, and that frees up everybody. When you're doing stuff like that, it helps the defense out. I'm big on that, end quote. So when you look at it, how important is it that you stick to playing with your technique and you do your job in the scheme instead of being selfish and getting caught up in just chasing stats?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna let the plays come to me, you know, and that's the best way to win. And, you know, that's the best way to win. You know, you got to be unselfish. I feel like I'm a pretty good player in the league. And, you know, for me to show, you know, my other teammates that I'm going to be unselfish and you know, make plays whenever they come to me and not go around chasing plays and trying to be a stat chaser, you know, it's only going to bring that around, you know, to the other guys that's around me. So, you know, I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to make the plays that come to me. And, you know, when I feel like I can take a chance and make that play, I'm going to try my best to make it. But, you know, it's just never been in me to go out there and chase plays. You know, I make the plays that come to me and just try to do my best to help the team win.
Kenny Clark is my guest. So let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, you've got amazing talent, but how much of the success that you're having is about the fact that your technique is strong, and is it like the small things like handwork and footwork that separate the great players from the good players?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, because, I mean, everybody has talent in this league, and, I mean, it's all about, you know, the techniques and the hands, and I mean, the best defensive linemen in the league, they use their hands and they use them effectively. So, like, I'm huge on, I mean, I work on it every day. I work on it every day before practice. I work on it every day during my individuals and during teams. So, like, you know, I work on my hands all the time, work on my feet work every time. So it's huge, man. Technique is everything to me. You know, that's, I mean, since college, you know, I had a great, you know, technical coach in college, and you know, and when I got to the league, you know, both of my defensive line coaches that I had in the league, you know, they've been huge technical guys. So, like, I'm huge on technique and trying to do things the right way and making plays that way.
We're talking to Kenny Clark. All right, so what about that final play? Chicago had that play, and they're lateraling the ball around. They're trying to get to the end zone, trying to give themselves a chance to tie it, and damn near did, right? What was going through your head as that play unfolded?
Yeah, man, it felt like it was designed. Like, they had that play, like, drawn up exactly how they did it. And, it was a really good play. And, I forgot what number he was, I think 49. If he would have pitched that last one, you know, they probably could have scored on that. So, we were all holding our breaths, man. And I know how I had missed the tackle on Trubisky, and I'm on the ground, I'm looking up. I'm still seeing him, like, pitching the ball. I'm like, man, somebody get this guy down. So I didn't know how to react, man. I was just sitting there like, man, I just hope somebody get him down.
That's a great description right there. And you're right. I made that point before you came on that if they lateral it, they do put that thing in. I mean, it could have happened.
Exactly.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers was talking about, obviously, back in camp, how special the defense might be. He was talking about the addition of Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith. You're third on the team in sacks behind the Smiths. What have they brought to the defense in terms of production, but also in the way they fit in with the chemistry of that team?
Production-wise, you know, their numbers speak for themselves. I mean, they're great players, man. They're explosive. Z, he can do so many things. We can line him up everywhere, literally everywhere on the field. And then with Preston, he brings so many things. You know, he's rushing outside, and then he's just so explosive off the edge, and he can also drop. So we can do so many things in our defense with our front, and you see a lot of guys dropping, you see a lot of guys everywhere. So that only helps us out. And then the added leadership that they bring too. I truly feel like they help bring this team closer. It's just been really good to be around. You know, everybody loves coming to work every day. Spending time with each other, everybody's having fun. We out here, we being ourselves, and it's just fun. And I think, you know, Z and Preston, you know, they brought a lot of that, you know, to our locker room. So guys love being around each other. You know, we have dinners every other 2 weeks or something like that. Like, we doing a lot of things together, and it's just something that we didn't do before those guys that came. So it's just pretty cool, man. And you know, it's cool to just be around these guys every day.
Kenny Clark, my guest. Kenny, before I let you go, I'm a Los Angeles native, and I remember the first time that I went to Green Bay back in the 90s, and I thought it was an amazing place, an amazing town. Kind of felt like a time warp to me being an L.A. native. But as somebody who played their college ball at UCLA, what did you think when you first got to Green Bay, and what's it like to live and work there?
Man, it's a culture shock, man, definitely. I mean, the first time I seen snow was when I got out here my rookie year. So.
Wow.
So it's different, man. Of course, you know, LA, it's a huge city. But you know, you get out here, it's more, you know, it's small. It's like, you know, it's a small town. You know, everybody pretty much knows each other, you know, in the city, in the town. It's just different. I mean, you walk in a grocery store, people asking you how your day going, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It's just something that I'm not used to, growing up, you know, in California and stuff. So, you know, California is so big, but it's definitely different, man. It's definitely different. I love working up. I mean, I love, you know, going to work every day up here. It's pretty cool. You know, the fans, they love us. They're always into it. The games are always packed, and it's nothing better than playing, you know, at Lambeau. I truly feel like it's the best environment, best stadium in the world, and it's just a great place to be.
Kenny Clark is my guest. All right, so one last thought. You're going to go to Minnesota next Monday night with a chance to win the NFC North. How do you go about approaching this game, and how fired up are you by the opportunity?
Man, I'm fired up. I'm fired up, ready to go, and it's just, you know, honestly, just – it's a game that we got to go up there, and we got to take it, man. Nothing has been easy, this season for us. We've been winning, these close games, and playing some good football. So this game, we know it's going to be another tough game, and we're going to be prepared for it. You're going to be ready for it, and it's going to be a hostile environment, and we know that. And we're gonna be well prepared and ready to go, man. It's gonna be a huge game. It is a huge game for everything that we want to accomplish. And since the first day, you know, Coach LaFleur stepped in the doors here, you know, he talked about winning the North, and that's our number one goal, is winning the North, and everything else will take care of itself.
It's right there. The opportunity is next Monday night, Green Bay at Minnesota. Packers coming off another big win. Kenny Clark had a huge game in that win. Kenny, it's so good to finally have you on the show. That was a great conversation. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, yeah, appreciate you too.
That was fun. Kenny, good job. Really good interview. Kenny Clark, Packers D lineman. We had tried to get him way back in the day, and something happened in terms of scheduling, nobody's fault. But that was really a good conversation. Great to have him on finally. So the Packers are 11-3. They're in first in the North, and they've got the showdown Monday night against Minnesota.